Well, good morning and welcome to the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. Got some good news and some bad news to get things going today, other than the fact that Audrey thought she was going to die when she was walking into the studios this morning.
What happened?
Well, somebody was like casually following me, so I thought.
And it's very early in the morning.
It's dark
outside.
Yeah. Thank you, Mahoney. Uh-huh. But I just spooked everybody. Everything's fine, but I was a little nervous.
So yeah, I walk into the studio. She's like, I think somebody followed me in here. She's like, did you see anyone creepy out in the parking lot? And I mean, to be fair, I wasn't really looking for it, and I didn't notice anything.
Right. You wouldn't have. It's on the exact opposite side of the parking lot.
Yeah, so I ask her what's going on. She's like, this car followed me into the parking lot and kind of like stopped behind my vehicle and then jammed
the
gas.
They did.
And went flying across the parking lot and parked over there. And so Ian and I are in the studio and we're like,
they pumped their chest out.
Well,
let's go take Curtis.
Let's go
down.
Let's go kill him.
Give me
and
a reason.
So we walk outside and I don't see anything. Ian looks all the way across the parking lot, sees a car, and starts walking towards it. So I'm like, oh, God.
I'm ready to go, man. I'm awake. Again, give me a reason. I will use these
pumping hands. Wait, did you guys tap on the windows?
No. So we were walking over there, we realized that they were just part of a work crew that's working in a different office down the way.
They all had their work uniforms on.
Yeah.
Still should have fought them.
No one's supposed to be up this early. These are our hours.
This is our territory.
This is our time.
There is somebody in our parking lot, though. So we have speed bumps in our parking lot, which why we have speed bumps in our parking lot.
For good reason, actually.
Well, people fly.
Well, there's dummies from Lyft.
There's a Lyft office down the way, and I've learned that every person that drives for Lyft cannot drive when they're coming to get their car registered by Lyft.
Most of the time, when we are getting here, we are the only ones in the parking lot.
Right.
And there are speed bumps, and we've got these like parking stalls that, you know, like normally and when the day is here, there are people parked
there.
But we can drive around the speed bumps in the morning and not have to drive over them. But there is somebody who parks directly perpendicular, or like winds straight up.
They block the go around for the speed bump.
Yeah.
Which is
unacceptable. There's no other cars anywhere in the parking lot. I want to ram that car every day that I see it.
I'm with you. Are you talking about the white car?
Yeah, it's a Jaguar.
The Jaguar, the white Jaguar.
Like,
I want to ram it too.
Me too. Let's go move it right now. Yeah, let's just go pick it up.
Ian's still got all that testosterone pumping through his veins.
It's not assigned spaces. There aren't assigned. You could pick anywhere where you want to park, and that's where that lady chooses to park
every
day.
Dang day.
You are a horrible person.
All right, so now that we've gotten all the parking rage out.
I hope
I don't know.
O'clock.
I think there's still a little
I
on
hope
his tongue.
You get into your car and you turn it on one day and your airbags randomly go off.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, some good news and some bad news today. What
Does
do you want to say?
Does anybody know
with?
How to rig that? Send me a link on the internet.
Yeah, for
good
sure.
Good news or bad news, Mahoney?
Let's start off today's show, Dave, with some bad news.
So, in the great state of Alabama,
road high.
Mm hmm. A newborn son was taken away from his mom after birth after she tested positive for opiates after eating a poppy seed bagel. We've all seen this stuff before, right?
Episode
too.
Of Seinfeld? Or?
This literally is the worst. Stupid Alabama got this one wrong, in my opinion. They took the baby away for 4 days.
Wow.
Like
how do you get that wrong? If you're a mom and you've been pregnant for 9 months and you finally give birth and there's some dummy who doesn't know how tests work and then you take the baby away for 4 days.
I'm wondering if she had something prior.
No.
Nothing.
Nothing.
Prior.
And every single test after came up negative. She's like, I had a piece of poppy seed bread.
Oh, I'm suing the hospital.
Oh,
I'm taking the whole place down.
Yes.
Like, that's like the most crucial parts of like whenever you're having
this
a
is going to be the Rebecca Hernandez ward going forward.
Like, I get that if she was on drugs, that you would want that baby to be safe because especially somebody's tested positive for opioids.
Yeah.
So, like, I see it through that prism, but you have to, like, follow up.
I mean, but how much was it on the scale? Like, whenever they got the test results back in the lab, it had to have been, like, 0.01. Like, in general, if it's a muffin or a bagel, it can't produce so much of that in your system where you're like, you are an opioid addict.
Well, and also just because some common sense, like you look at the person and you go, is this person a strung out junkie?
Yes.
And you can normally, at least in my experience, tell. Now, if you're a medical professional, you should definitely be able to tell that.
Don't you have to check things in for food-wise whenever you're in the hospital? I mean, like, didn't they see, like, the bagel?
Do you be like, hey, what are you?
If we're being real, the times my wife has been pregnant, I sneak food into the hospital for her.
Oh, my. You better not be poppy seed.
What are you smuggling in there?
Normally, it's like cookies and stuff.
Oh, that was going to be some chicken wings.
Because if the hospitals don't have that good of food or the thing's not open at all hours, she's like, hey, man, sneak me in some cookies. I'm like...
All right.
I'm loaded up like Cookie Monster, man. I just got like a vest of cookies underneath my jacket.
Do you wrap them around in a napkin like our grandparents used to so you can pull it out?
No, I'll go get like the good
sleeve.
Bakery cookies.
Oh.
Yeah, like the good
you're
ones.
You're stashing a whole box.
That's why you keep having kids.
Hell yeah.
you know the way to her heart.
That's right.
Aww,
but anyway, so this poor lady got awful. Stuck with not having her child for 4 days, which is just the worst. Some good news today as well. Although I don't know if this guy's faking it or not. You guys tell me what you think. A Polish man who's been blind for more than 2 decades, more than 20 years, reportedly able to see again after being hit by a car in a crosswalk.
So how did he go blind the first place? Was it just like
he suffered an allergic reaction that caused damage to the retina in his right eye, so he could only really see shapes and light.
Okay.
Traffic accident took place 2018. Recently interviewed by local media said that he has perfect sight now after being hit by the car. I fell on the car, hit my head, then I slipped and fell on the road. Now the Polish security guard, who previously only used light and shapes in one eye, does not even need his old glasses.
I don't think I want a security guard who can't see.
Right?
Guarding my stuff.
Yeah, what was he guarding? Lights and shapes?
Just the worst. Like, they have to put a large bulb behind whatever their valuables is so he can tell if the light's been broken for a moment.
Oh, my gosh.
But, yeah, the doctors say they're stunned by the incident. I think he's been faking it the whole time.
Or doesn't it seem like he had just, like, you know, like, because, like, when you get something in your eye.
There's just something in his eye that just getting run over caused it to get knocked out.
Stop stories. Here's what's making news. What's the matter? What's the matter?
So, you know, at the Super Bowl, of course, there's a lot of people that do pretty good and big business around it. There's also a lot of illegal activity, including selling fake Super Bowl merchandise. Do you know how much they seized, how much fake Super Bowl merchandise they seized? $123 million
wow.
worth of it.
That's a lot of screen-printed T-shirts.
Yeah, right?
I mean, you were down in Miami in that whole area for the Super Bowl. Did you see a lot of this getting hawked around?
Yep. Yeah, just guys on street corners standing there selling T-shirts that obviously were not. There's one that said Patrick Effin Mahomes, which I thought was kind of neat. I almost bought
that. Is kind of cool. I like that. See, but those are the ones that have like the creativity that the Super Bowl would never put on a T-shirt.
Yeah, it was interesting because, I mean, you see all the Super Bowl stuff, then you also saw a lot of Kobe Bryant stuff, and I'm like, I can't believe that you guys got all this stuff like
fast
printed up and ready to go, and you're like hitting the streets with it. But agents said that they targeted flea markets, retail outlets, street vendors during the week leading up to the Super Bowl. Amongst the seizures, there was jewelry, hats, phones, fake jerseys, and thousands of other items.
Phones,
right? Like, what do you have, like a 49ers branded phone case? I don't know. 176,000 counterfeit items were seized during the joint agency mission called Operation Team Player.
I mean, but doesn't that still seem a little bit low, though? So if you say there are 176,000 items, and it was, what, $136
million? $123
million,
yeah.
So you're still looking at, like, $75 an item? That's like are you valuing
really
at what they're selling the T-shirts at the Super Bowl for?
Yeah, it seems a little high, doesn't it?
After one wash, it just totally crumbles, too. So $75 for a one-wear shirt.
Like, is there anything worse than buying a shirt at a concert or a sporting event? Because that T-shirt is going to be, like, $65. It is, I understand why some people buy the bootleg stuff, because I don't want to pay $65 for it. We've printed plenty of David Mahoney T-shirts over the years. We know how much they cost for a shirt that ours are higher quality that cost $1.25.
Yeah.
Like, come on, man. Like, literally. And they're selling that hard cotton.
The hard cotton. And also, do you really want a shirt that has the event date on it if, like you said, your team loses?
No, yeah, no.
You travel across the country. I mean, it's one thing if you actually buy tickets to the Super Bowl and, you know, you spend thousands upon thousands of dollars to watch your team lose.
Yeah, I have a Final Four T-shirt that rarely wear because it was like we were expected to go to the national championship that year,
yeah.
University of Kentucky, and we lost, and I like just... It's just a sleep shirt. It's like the shirt that's like so tucked far back in my drawer because I don't ever want to remember
it. Every single time.
So even if you take the Super Bowl t-shirts, bootleg style, for $75 a pop, I'd burn it.
Like, do you wear an AFC championship if the Chiefs lose?
No.
Like, do you wear that hat?
No. Nobody wants to wear the second best shirt.
Like, who is buying?
I'm the second best.
Yeah, who's buying that apparel?
We almost won the NFC North.
Number two.
Yeah. So the first 2020 Corvette Stingray has been built and auctioned off. And Mahoney, I got bad news for you. Your midlife crisis is getting expensive.
Well, that's...
This car went for $3 million at auction.
Yeah, but that's the first one off the production line. They're gonna come in at like $50,000 though. Which I mean, don't
60
give me
grand. Yeah, they're gonna start at $59,995.
Well, Dave, it's still got a
you
five.
You sound like my wife.
Still got a five for
$200. Just $299.99.
Yeah, we round up when we're paying for it, and we round
down,
down
when
we
want
something.
When
we lie,
yeah.
That's so true.
I mean, that's how
so
that
funny.
Works.
That's the truest thing ever.
I love that car. I do. Like, my wife would murder me, but I think I want to go test drive one.
Oh, for sure.
Like,
when?
This weekend?
Maybe not this weekend.
Yes. Do it.
Well, I don't even know if they're hitting the lots yet now. Oh. But they look like Lamborghinis.
They haven't confirmed that they're actually going to produce it here in 2020, but they're going to. They look like Ferraris.
Yeah. Well, Lamborghini, Ferraris, whatever.
No, they're very different.
Same thing.
No, they're not.
They're expensive Italian cars.
And finally, the police have cleared Gritty, the Philadelphia Flyers' creepy mascot.
He didn't punch that boy?
There was some dude who said that Gritty punched his son in the back as hard as he could. So the story was that they were taking pictures together, and then Gritty sprinted across the room and punched his kid as hard as possible. Everyone's like, Gritty wouldn't do that. Would he?
No,
of course not.
No, of course.
Investigation has been completed. No longer active. Determined that the actions of the individual portraying Gritty did not constitute physical assault, as alleged. The statement did not identify the person who was wearing the Gritty costume at the time, but the 13-year-old boy is fine because he didn't actually get punched by crazy methed out Gritty.
Yeah, what happened was this guy's dad was looking to get free stuff from the Flyers, took his kid to a chiropractor and said, we went to a doctor and he said he'll never be the same, which is all just quackery and lies. But the thing that I always found interesting, like,
never be the same.
If Gritty,
if your son gets punched one time by Gritty and he'll never be the same, you got to put some muscles on those bones.
He's a pillow. He's like a giant pillow.
Yeah, give that kid some protein and throw him in the gym, man. Come on.
But if they were to have arrested Gritty, would they actually put the cuffs
on
him?
I would love to see the mugshot, just the wonky eyes.
Coming up next on the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
If they would have been smart, they would have done it.
Yeah. You wouldn't be able to tell the difference between him and Nick Nolte. Who wore it better?
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
If there was a show created just like the Truman Show, right, but it was based all around Mahoney, would you guys tell Mahoney about it, or would you just sit back and watch his life being filmed?
Message deleted.
I feel as if Mahoney is fairly convinced that he is actually in the Truman Show already.
I don't think
that the entire world is revolving around him.
No, I mean, yes, the world does revolve around me, but the idea of a 24-hour channel where you're watching everything that I do is not really that compelling. It's like, oh, here's Mahoney napping. Here's Mahoney using the bathroom. Here's Mahoney alone and bored again.
It's just like the world's worst cam girl.
Yeah. It's like, isn't this a repeat every day?
Yeah. I think I would tell you, though. I think I would try to be like, what's her name? His wife at one point, just throwing subliminal messages.
Yeah.
Every 5 minutes.
By the way, that was a fantastic movie.
Yeah.
Very underrated.
Yeah.
Very underrated.
Underrated? It didn't? Oh, I love it.
When it first came out, like, it was not like critically received that well.
Because I think everyone was just expecting another wacky Jim Carrey movie.
And it was not.
And it wasn't it wasn't Ace Ventura.
Wow.
And it came out like shortly after, what was it, the Cable Guy 2?
Cable Guy was a bomb,
and that bomb too, because it was another darker role. And the Truman Show.
The Cable Guy was wrong, though. So the original Cable Guy that they were going to use for that was Chris Farley.
Yeah.
And Chris Farley would have been so much better in that role.
Chris Farley?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
gives me chills just thinking
about
that.
It did, me too. Yeah.
But I will say Truman Show and Groundhog Day, two of the best movies like from like the late 90s, early 2000s that just did not get the love that they deserved at the time.
Please leave a message after the tone.
Okay, so they say that people can go without eating for only a couple of days before they start getting sick and dying, but how long do you think each of you could go without eating something?
Message deleted.
I could hibernate for a winter.
Do they really say that you can only go for a couple of days before you get sick and start dying?
You have to drink water, right?
It's water. You need water 48 hours.
You can go 3 weeks without food.
Yeah.
Or more, depending on if you have the right amount of water and how much fat you got built up.
Yeah,
give me a cave, man, and a comfy bed. I'll see you when it gets warm out.
What, are you just going to sleep the entire time so you're not thinking about how hungry you are?
Yes.
And you would not sleep
count.
In a cave.
That's cheating.
If there was a bed there.
In a cave, really?
Tempur-Pedic.
A Tempur-Pedic cave?
Please leave a message after the tone.
So I drive a lot for a living, and I always listen to audiobooks while I'm driving. Couple questions. One, do you guys have a really good audiobook that you listen to? Not like podcasts or anything, but an audiobook that you really enjoy. And secondly, Mahoney, have you ever read anything from Brandon Sanderson? And if I want to start the Witcher series, where's a good point? Shut up, Dave.
Message deleted.
Don't.
I watched one second of The Witcher, and I was like, what the
You guys.
Shit.
Stupid.
You don't understand.
Spider crab, man.
Yeah, what was that spider thing? It just like
you
came out of the water.
The,
we have no idea who he is or what that's going. Yeah, it was just a lot.
Look, I know what you're working here, and it probably is going to get me to go back and try the show one more time. However, that opening scene was awful.
It was a lot.
It was bad. The CGI is not great.
Yeah,
but I will
be
say
better.
But the show itself was good. But even better, the books. I've listened to all the audiobooks. So if you're driving a truck for a living, I would start with The Last Blood from there. I think there's 8 books right there. All really good. And if you're looking for something else, I actually just downloaded a new audiobook last night. I'm currently in the process of re-listening to the entire series from Raymond Feist. So if you could start with The Magician Apprentice. That's a good place to
start with a magician.
Which is so funny that you listen to audiobooks as you're falling asleep, and I actually try to do that, right? So I recently started, I bought an audiobook, and I was like, Mahoney does it. That should be pretty cool. And then I wake up, and the whole book is done.
Well, set a timer. You've got an iPhone.
I read a book.
You can set a timer. It's like I set it for a half hour,
so
and then I rewind it 25 minutes.
You're fairly ADD like I am. I think that you'll like this. It's something called Blinkist. Have you ever heard of it?
No.
It's basically where they take an entire book, and it's in like 15 minutes.
Oh, no, man.
So it's like the Cliff Notes on it. And I'm not talking about your dumb magician adventure nerd books.
Whatever.
I'm talking about...
like Spark Notes.
Yeah, it's basically, it takes the entire book and it distills it down into what you could listen to on one drive to the gym or something.
Wow, where was that when I was in college? That would have been amazing.
That seems awful.
Well, they're really good informational books. It just cuts out absolutely all of the fluff.
Their tagline is big ideas in small packages.
Perfect for Dave.
Yeah. I wonder why it works for me.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show. Weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Wow, no, seriously, Blinkist. If you're in college, that would be seriously amazing. Because nobody has the time to read a 600-page book on top of everything else that they're doing.
Get to the point.
You guys are the worst.
Blinkist.
It's the audio version of Cliff Notes, man. Only it's better.
Somehow even lazier.
Yes.
Okay.
More efficient,
Listen,
Mahoney.
Smarter, not harder.
It's
How
not
are
smarter.
You not
it's
on this
you're
train?
You're not taking away the what book was meant to be.
Top stories. Here's what's making news.
So there's all these reports of Jeff Bezos and Elon Musk being in a bitter battle, and there being jealousy between the two of them, and more specifically, Jeff Bezos being jealous of Elon Musk. And I tell you what, I am so here for this.
Why? This is a bunch of billionaires acting like prepubescent
boys. I love
boys.
It. This is so awesome. Somebody's going to build a giant laser beam.
This is the worst measuring contest
Sharks
ever.
With freaking laser beams on their freaking heads.
God, these guys are like, how are you a billionaire, yet you're both losers?
Because this is exactly who we all are at our core, and no matter how much success and money you have, it doesn't change it.
Yes,
your
it
inner
does.
Child is
give
screaming.
Give me $1 million.
What are you talking?
I don't give a damn.
So the Super Bowl just happened in Miami. Do you know what happened down there with like the big story? Is whose yacht was slightly slightly bigger than everyone else's. So Dan Snyder's down there, who owns the Redskins, and his yacht's like 350 feet long.
It's a measuring contest.
And then you had Jerry Jones showing up with his yacht that's 357 feet long with two helicopter pads on it. And you're just like,
ooh, two helicopter pads. Is one for him and one's for guests?
Maybe, or like he just decides that he doesn't want to walk the length of his huge boat once he gets on it, and so he's just like, land up front.
If you've got $1 billion, or in Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos's case, you've got almost, you know, Jeff Bezos certainly has well over $100 million.
$100 billion,
and Elon Musk has many, many billions. Like, who cares? Your life is set. That's enough money that you couldn't spend in 25 lifetimes.
Yeah.
Like, why are you so, like, jealous of what he has?
Insecurities run deep,
like,
I think.
Yeah, man.
Jeff Bezos has more than literally anybody on the planet. There's, what, 7-8 billion people?
But it's not enough.
On the planet, you have more than all of them, more than three-quarters of them or half of them combined, and yet you're concerned about Elon Musk getting a tax break in Nevada?
That's what it's all about.
God, these people are the worst.
Like, they're either evil.
You would
villains.
Be the exact same.
No, I would
yes,
not.
Yes, you would.
Give me like $5 million. You'll never hear from me again.
Where would you go?
Away from everybody.
I thought you were going to say to the moon.
I mean, if you're being serious, I'm pretty sure we can get a GoFundMe started.
Oh, yeah,
this.
Definitely. I'll put it up right now.
I can live the rest of my life $5 million happily. Get that going.
So London police, this actually happened when there was one of those incidents over in the UK where, you know, people were getting stabbed and terrorists ended up got shot by police. And yeah, awful situation. But what's making the rounds right now is some viral video of the cops running into a restaurant while all this was going on in the moment and saying, hey, we got to clear this whole place out right now. Just kind of what would happen in any emergency, right? Like, everyone leave immediately.
Clear
get out of
area.
Here. We're clearing the whole area.
Yeah, there's a bomb.
But the reason why this footage is going viral is because the people at the restaurant were like, hey, I understand it's an emergency. We have to clear the whole area. But do you mind if we close in like 30 minutes or so?
People are still eating here. Yeah. Or they could blow up while they're eating their oatmeal. But notice how polite. This is what I love about the English and the UK. Like, how polite they are. In just like, this guy was like, if this is America, somebody would have got slapped.
Slapped, tased, something.
Something. This police officer, so nice.
Sorry, guys, we're going to have to close. We've got to evacuate, I'm afraid.
What?
Everyone's going to have to go, I'm afraid. There's been a terrorist incident down there. We're closing everything down. If you guys want to stay safe, you'll listen to me. Say again? A terrorist has been shot dead just down there. They've got a possible IED vest on them, which is a bomb. If you want to try and stay out for half an hour and you want to put people's lives in danger, then be my guest. If not, please listen to me and please make your way out of the shop, turning that way and making your way from the area. Thank you.
You think that sounds like nice? I feel like
compared
that's
to America,
that's very nice. Yeah.
Like, what
well,
are you talking
about?
Yeah, he's like, everyone has to leave, I'm afraid.
Yeah, that's like, so nice.
And actually, I'm really afraid because there's a bomb right down there.
I think that he got like kind of like upset though at that girl.
Yes,
I mean, rightfully so.
Half hour. Jeez, that's a long time.
That is a long time.
Hour. Yeah.
Like, I mean,
people have to eat.
I applaud that police
Not if
officer.
They get blown to smithereens. And finally, scientists have discovered what they're saying may be superweed.
Do we need super?
That makes me nervous.
It's a cannabis compound that might be 30 times more potent than THC discovered by scientists.
No way. I'm not touching it. No way.
No, thank you.
Okay, maybe.
Dave Farah and the fake morning shoes. Wait, fake morning. Dave Farah and the fake news morning show.
You know you're putting fake news out there.
Fake news.
Fake news.
Fake news. Fake news.
I'm a liar. Yeah, I'm a liar.
The Dave and Mahoney Morning Show presents Fake News Farah.
Jeremy is joining us this morning here on the program. Hey, Jeremy, how you doing, man?
Doing pretty good. How you guys doing?
Excellent. So I've got a total of three stories for you. Two of them are absolutely true. Only one of them is fake, even though all of these sound like they're fake news because they're so ridiculous. Mahoney and Audrey can help you out as they do not know the correct answer, okay?
Gotcha.
All right. So story number one. A Florida couple spent days in an unlocked closet because they thought they were trapped. John Arwood and Amber Campbell told police that somebody had chased them into a closet at the Daytona State College's Marine and Environmental Science Center. Once they were inside the janitor's closet, they couldn't get out. It wasn't until Tuesday that Arwood decided to call 911, even though they were chased in there on the weekend.
Mm-hmm.
When Daytona police showed up, they discovered the door did not lock. Cops found human feces and suspected drug paraphernalia in the closet.
Oh.
Didn't find any drugs, though. They were both charged with trespassing. Also, the woman was charged with violating her probation. Taking a look back at her record, 5 jail sentences in Florida since 2000 with offenses including armed burglary, possession of more than 20 grams of marijuana, and fleeing law enforcement.
This sounds true. Florida, locking a closet, doing drugs, poop everywhere.
It's
only happens in Florida.
Just only happens in Florida.
I mean, normal Tuesday in Florida.
Would you force yourself to go? I feel like if I was trapped in a closet, I feel like my body would shut down.
I don't know.
Right?
Ask R. Kelly.
I mean, eventually, you got to get it out of there.
Locked in a closet.
Let's stick with Florida here. Police in Jacksonville Beach, Florida, arrested a guy named David. They said that he set his girlfriend's car on fire during a domestic dispute, but that didn't stop them from making up and having the adult relations on a beach in the middle of the afternoon in plain view of other people minutes later.
Oh, Lord.
The 29-year-old man is facing charges of arson to a vehicle and exposure of his junk. His lady friend, a 31-year-old by the name of Kathleen, faces the latter charge as well as a count of resisting an officer. Police say the two were having an argument in their vehicle just before 6 p.m. The woman got out, left the car, started walking towards the beach. That's when he followed her, but not before he set the car on fire first. Police were called out because there was a burning car, and they caught the two having relations on the beach in plain sight of everyone a few minutes later.
Oh, next to God. A burning car.
What a relationship, I mean,
a
these
fiery.
Two have, man.
Wow. Ooh,
fire
wow.
relationship indeed.
I mean, there's something sexy about a fire happening.
That's right.
Your fireplace, your Honda Accord's on fire. Whatever it may be, it sets the mood.
Yeah, you got a little beach towel that kind of serves as a blanket. You know, maybe you got a bottle of Yellowtail or something. I mean, the mood is set.
Can we just talk about, like,
on the beach, that's so overrated.
Oh, of course.
Sand
it is.
Everywhere.
Yeah.
Chafing.
Nobody likes that.
Sand mites.
That's...
Movies have lied to you.
Yes. That is a terrible place to get it on.
You'll step on like a broken beer bottle.
Oh.
Yeah.
Always.
So, again, Florida, you know, well, I mean, that's there's a lot there.
Even between the two of these, this is getting hard.
I don't know. Who names their child Kathleen?
Kathy Lynn.
Kathy Lynn. Kathy Lynn down in Florida.
Mm. Any dumb name you could think of, somebody has named their dumb kid that name.
And the final story here, a 67-year-old by the name of Betty Carmichael from small town Indian Springs has had 313 failed marriages, and she just got married again at the drive-through wedding chapel in downtown Vegas, hoping that she has, quote, finally found the right one.
No way.
Even though 277 of her unions were annulled in less than 48 hours and none have lasted more than 3 months, Ms. Carmichael keeps a rather positive outlook on her failed relationships. The Guinness World Record Organization has confirmed, and they are already aware of her accomplishment. The organization recognized the new record and announced that it would dispatch a representative to meet the new record holder as soon as she came back from her honeymoon. The former record was held by a 19th century Arab sultan who was married 312 times, and he had 260 wives at the time that he died.
Oh my gosh.
And Betty Carmichael says, hold my beer.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
She's been going on a honeymoon for this one.
I know.
Do you think she goes on a honeymoon each time?
How old was she?
She's 67 years old. 300
plus marriages in 67 years?
313, yeah.
I'm calling.
What is that average out
wait,
to?
Sorry, 313 failed ones. This is actually
this
314.
This is the one that's going to last. Are we sure she hasn't been divorced since this story came out?
We're not sure.
For me, I think the guy, you know, taking care of business and staying in a closet for a whole weekend. I believe that one. I 100% believe the set the car on fire. I don't believe somebody would go through the paperwork to get divorced 300 times.
Okay, so if we're going to average that out for the last 40 years or so, that's about 8 marriages a year.
Yeah. Yeah. Sure. Totally doable.
Is it?
I don't know.
Something to aspire to.
Jeremy, what do you think? It's time to make a decision. Only one of these is fake news. You have the not locked closet door with poo everywhere. You have the car set on fire.
I believe that one.
And then you have 313 marriages for a 67-year-old.
just got to say, I believe the closet one, but the one being stuck in the closet, I mean, who doesn't just try to open the door if they got to take a poop?
Well, I mean, drugs could be involved.
Yeah, I mean, if you got to go, you got to go.
And I mean, do you, like, if you're in a closet already, you know?
Do it in a
shoe.
They
do call them water closets.
Just missing the water.
I'm going to go with the marriage one.
Jeremy, you are correct, sir.
Very nice. Nothing's going to ever
keep you down. You're the best. Yeah. Marriage is a year. That sounds exhausting.
That's way too much.
Do we actually know what the Guinness Book of World Record is for the most marriages?
It is that 19th century Arab Sultan. Believe it or not. Yes, it is. It's still the record holder.
Jeremy's just trying to get one.
I know, man.
Oh, come on, buddy.
Glitz, glamour, fame, scandal, weight loss tea. It's Pop Trash.
So I'm sure that we are all counting down the days until Tekashi 69 gets out of jail. And it's actually not going to be that long. I mean, they're saying that probably August of this year he's going to get sprung from jail, even though he got charged with all kinds of stuff, including federal racketeering, drugs and weapons charges. But he testified against his fellow gang members, and so he is going to be out of jail sometime in late 2020. Yeah, but the smart thing to do here is because he dimed out all of these other fellow gang members, and so he's a marked man. And he's talking about getting out of jail, and he is carefully detailing all of his post-prison plans to the public, including like casting for security guards who want to protect him. He said he's going to move out of Brooklyn, and there is going to be people that know where he is because the U.S. probation and pretrial services system will have to approve his living arrangements and also monitor his movements post-release. But they're saying that he's going to move somewhere out of Brooklyn and get a house that has Fort Knox-like security. And he is casting for bodyguards to protect him that have former law enforcement and military backgrounds and no prior gang affiliations. But it might be a bit of a trick because a lot of his former bodyguards have already publicly come out and said there is no amount of money worth risking their life by protecting this clown.
No,
there's plenty of other executive protection jobs out there which pay a whole lot of money, and it's not on a guy who's almost certainly going to get gunned down at some point.
You know what's actually pretty interesting? That he's not even just thinking about fleeing the country. Like, can he even do that at this point with the witness protection? Or like, why is he not going into the witness protection?
Because he's a bad person.
Well, he can't. I mean, he's got dumb face tattoos all over his face.
Just wear makeup. I don't know. I don't know how that works. I really don't know.
He is addicted to the limelight.
Being a celebrity, yeah.
He loves it, right? So he just can't get enough. Every opportunity, when somebody puts a microphone in his face, he's saying something else ridiculous and stupid.
So what would be worth it for you to spend 50 years, because that's what his sentence was supposed to be, right? Like 50 years in prison or come out and having to live in fear every single day.
I'd dime everyone out.
Well, here's pro tip. Don't join a gang and commit crimes, so you don't have to do 50 years in prison.
Yeah, here's the thing, is that he obviously was not willing to deal with the consequences of his actions. And that's the exact same predicament that he's found himself in now. He just hasn't had to face the actual consequences of his actions yet. When he gets out, he's going to, because like you said, he's going to be living in fear for the rest of his life. He's done it to himself. I don't feel bad for the guy at all.
Don't feel bad for him. I'm just wondering, like, if you were faced with those consequences, if you were faced with those things, like, I feel like,
I don't know.
You would be protected in jail, wouldn't you think, if you didn't dime anybody out? Like, 50 years, you would actually probably be, like, a kingpin in the pen.
If you sat on what you were doing.
I'm not sitting on anything in jail.
No, I'm saying it, like, if you were,
I will. I want to be loved.
I need warmth and comfort.
So, did you guys hear about the Super Bowl streaker?
I did, but they didn't show anything.
They didn't show anything, and it turns out it's this dumb Instagram model.
She was pretty, though.
She's all right.
You don't think that? Okay.
I mean, she's pretty in the pictures she posts on Instagram.
She has a nice butt.
Her mugshot looked good.
You thought so?
I mean, she looked like she just got finished crying for however long.
It looks like she has had a lot of work done.
Yeah.
But she's 27 years old. She's got a quarter million Instagram followers, and I guess she did it for the gram.
Of course she did.
But she got out of jail, and she said, "Young jailbait out of jail, fresh out the pen, fresh out of Dade County." What?
Can we stop using the phrase jailbait? That's just you're gross. And
you're 27 years old. Come on, lady.
Like.
She actually thought that this was a good idea.
Well, I'll say this much. I prefer this to her running out on the field than someone who looks like me running out on the field. Mostly because who looks like me can't really run.
That's where I totally disagree, is that there's a comedy in somebody like you running out onto the field. She legit just wanted everyone to see her butt because she's so enamored with herself. Yeah. I was trying to get arrested. Now she's trying to make it a thing.
She was just trying to follow in the, the limelight of the other girls who did that during the World Series. The Flashers.
Yeah.
Well, you've fallen right into her trap and given her all sorts of promotion, Dave.
Yeah. Did I even say her name? I just called her a dumb Instagram chick.
Kelly K.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
I like how I remove myself from the situation.
Yeah. You're above this, aren't you?
I'm way above this.
Yes, you are. Frantically Googling Kelly K right now over there.
She's good looking.
Yeah.
Right. No? Yeah. Okay, guys.
I mean,
she is a good looking girl.
I don't think
her words and her actions make her less good looking.
Yeah. Let me say this. I don't think she's as good looking as she thinks she is.
That's fair.
Yeah.
Especially at 27. Come on, girl. Get it together.
Yeah, you're a little old for that.
Why did you do that? Why did you do that, Terry?
There was a certain person, a person so vile and arrogant. The middle ground between horrible and useless, a culinary and retail nightmare, a person which we call Karen. These are the Karen Chronicles.
May I speak to the manager?
All real reviews from around the country, and these are all establishments that have good reviews, overwhelmingly good reviews.
Mm-hmm.
Very different places today that we have featured in the Karen Chronicles. The reviews that you're going to hear at the end are all from real Karens. This first one is for Emory Dental in Long Beach, California. 4.5 out of 5 stars. Some context here. Joey said 5 out of 5 stars. I love these people. Have been a patient for over 20 years. I can testify there is no better dentist experience than you could ask for.
That's a ringing endorsement for anybody going to a dentist.
He added, my favorite thing is that 95% of the time I walk in on time and I don't even have to wait a minute before I sit down in the chair.
Wow, that's huge.
Big deal.
My guess would have been the hot dental assistants.
He just didn't put that in there.
Yeah.
We all know that's the case. Morgana said 5 out of 5 stars. What a difference the right dentist makes. Finally, my chipped front tooth is fixed quickly, perfectly matched, affordably. I couldn't be happier.
Sounds like a hell of a place.
Karen C. 1 out of 5 stars. Number one, I do not work for Yelp. I am an elite member because people nominated me and truly trust my honest and sincere reviews. Number two, I did go here when I first moved here. I knew I needed to get some work done, and they were the closest option for me. After spending way more time than I thought getting a filling, I was told that I needed extensive work, including a root canal, and have to have all my fillings replaced. I know I need the work, but why do you insist that I get it done? I left, and they called me and kept telling me that I need to get this done. It's imperative to my dental health. Stop calling me. I'm fine, you idiots.
Whoa, that's their job. They're literally telling you, hey, your teeth are kind of bad, Miss Yelp lady, Morgana or whatever her name is.
Also, anybody who...
Morgana was the nice one. Her name is Karen
C. This is a Karen.
Oh, God. I was just, starting to sweat thinking about, if I ever got called... They were like, hey, your teeth are so gross. We're having to bug you every day to get you in because this is imperative.
Can you imagine leading with, I'm an elite Yelp member because people nominated me and they truly trust my honest reviews?
This is why, HOAs, you give somebody just the smallest iota of power and it goes straight to their dumb Karen haircut head.
Number two is Park Italian Gourmet. PIG is the acronym in New York City. 4.5 out of 5 stars. Steve A. said 5 out of 5. Absolutely killer old school Italian deli. Awesome Italian heroes and deli meats, including sausage, peppers, onions. Mm. Total standout is the meatloaf, though.
Ooh. Meatloaf.
If they aren't already sold out for the day.
We need to go visit, hit up some PIG in New York City.
David Z. said... Park Italian Gourmet is like walking into a time capsule of old school New York City. It's perfect. The food is great. The old man at the register, class act. Can't go wrong.
Love it.
Karen E., 1 out of 5 stars. Walked in at 10:20 a.m. for a bacon, egg, and cheese sandwich. I was told they're done serving breakfast. And the man, he pointed to a sign that said breakfast served until 10 a.m. Seems very strange and outright wrong to not serve breakfast at breakfast. I brought it up to them, and the man said, quote, that's just the policy. He didn't scream, but oh, did it make me mad. I was told not to come back. Horrible customer service. Well, guess what? You don't have to worry. I won't come back, you pigs at PIG.
What kind of scene did this Karen make because she couldn't get her way?
Like, that's just standard practice
everywhere.
They have a hard cutoff time. And yes, it's annoying.
It is so annoying.
Get there earlier, lady.
And you're on Yelp. It shows when breakfast is stopped.
Straight up and said,
leave and never come back.
Don't harass the old guy at the front, Karen.
I love that. Like that, it's just so old school. It's just like, don't ever come back here.
Leave, never return. We are not interested in your money.
But can't we push breakfast times to like 11?
I'm with you. I mean, like breakfast all day, every day.
No, man.
Every day.
For sure. This is from the...
I want lunch at 10:30.
Smokehouse 41 in Oakhurst, California, excuse me. 4.5 out of 5 stars. Adam M. says 5 out of 5 stars. Stopped here on the way through town. Couldn't have been happier about it. Everyone is so nice. Sophia S., 5 out of 5 stars. Sure do recommend the brisket. They weigh the meat and they put it in a very small little basket, but it's really filling. Mac and cheese, the jalapeno mac. Just so good.
Oh, I love a jalapeno
so
mac.
Me too.
Why are we talking about all this food? I'm so hungry, Dave.
Give me some brisket.
I quickly forgot about breakfast.
Karen S., 1 out of 5 stars. This is the biggest mistake of my life going here. We were so hungry and looking forward to a good meal. The cashier seemed rude, but we didn't deal with her too much. I complained because my husband and I ordered and asked for the total for just the two of our meals, not including our kids. And it was $45. Obviously overpriced food. And then the rude owner came over and said, "The food prices are set and can't be negotiated. I hope this place is empty for the rest of its stupid, sad existence."
Who are you trying to haggle here?
You're going to haggle some brisket, lady? Get out of here.
One of the most dramatic Yelp reviews I have ever read. She opened with that. This is one of the biggest mistakes of my life going to this place.
And like, wow. Who thinks that you can negotiate food prices on a menu at a restaurant?
That's a pretty standard. You get a 3-meat plate at any barbecue place, like $22.
Any barbecue. Yes.
$20.
Yes.
That's normal. That is not overpriced.
And it comes out with a lot of food, too.
It's like always more.
It's so much food.
I order the 3-meat plate every time, and I always have way too much meat.
Leftovers.
Do you? Finally, this is the Basta Italian Kitchen in Iowa City, Iowa. 4.5 out of 5 stars. James said 5 out of 5. Excellent Italian restaurant in downtown Iowa City. Interior decor, very nice. Gives you that 1930s mobster feel, which I like.
Ooh,
yeah.
Speakeasy.
Yeah, very cool.
Andrea K., 5 out of 5 stars. Have eaten here twice with my husband, and once was even during a Yelp event. I have never been disappointed by the food, drink, or service.
Okay.
Karen T., 1 out of 5 stars. I have a dairy allergy. I asked for a dish that has no dairy in it. Seeing the menu, I took 3 Imodium before dinner just in case the stupid staff messed it up. Well, the staff severely messed up. The pesto on the chicken had Parmesan in it, which was enough to mess me up. I will never go here again. Apparently, the staff has no idea what dairy is and what it means to have an allergy. To which the owner responded and said, "Ma'am, that is not Parmesan. It is actually a spring pea puree, and the dish is indeed dairy-free and our most popular dairy-free dish."
Her pants, much like her opinion, crappy.
And
take
that is
four
today's
next time, Karen.
Karen Chronicles.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So the LVCBA, their job with the whole Super Bowl that went down on Sunday was to kind of make the conversation about Las Vegas as much as possible with, you know, the draft coming here, which is the next big NFL event.
Yeah.
And they did a pretty good job, I thought. I mean, just being down there, like Las Vegas actually had a pretty significant presence. Just interesting how much it's changed over the last couple of years. You know, we talk about how Tony Romo wasn't even allowed to do a fantasy draft event here. That wasn't even in a casino. It was on a property, but it was in like one of the ballrooms, and they banned him from doing it because the stance of Vegas and gambling it's all evil.
It's going to impugn the integrity of the NFL.
Stop.
Lord.
Okay. But yeah, there was booths all over the place, and it was pretty big deal. So the Super Bowl 54 headquarters in Miami Beach, the convention center, there was, you know, the area set up with basically promoting Las Vegas, and very well received. So
we do a good job of promoting the city, I think, almost better than any other city in the U.S. or maybe even in the world, you know, despite all the issues that they've had over there, you know, like with the changes and all that, you know, they've done a really good job of like being a great proponent for a city and bringing, you know, I mean, we're getting record numbers of visitors here every year now. And now that the economy's recovered some, and it's good.
There's obviously a lot of money that's funneled into the efforts. But I mean, the ad agency, R&R Partners, do a really good job with packaging up campaigns that get people excited. I mean, you see that stuff, and even as a local, you're like, that looks, I should go to the strip.
I'm so excited for the draft. And I'm actually curious, have they cleared up the rumors of what is actually going to be happening in the fountains?
Yes. The whole idea that it was going to be the draft in the fountains is not true.
Dumb.
So that's going to be the red carpet, which is very rarely even seen on the broadcast to begin with. Because if you did the draft out there, I mean, first off, it would take forever to boat everyone out there. And secondly, like, how many dumb tourists would jump into the fountains when that was going
on? Oh, so many, trying to get out there and, like, swim to them. So it's probably going to be set up so that's just, like, where they get their photo ops and everything.
Right, and then they'll walk basically down the road.
Right.
Right at Flamingo and Las Vegas Boulevard.
And then that's where it's going to happen.
It's going to happen like behind the high roller wheel. So if you walk all the way through the link, you know where they do that? There's that festival ground back there where they did that Amazon festival not too long ago. And they've done some country festivals back there. Uh-huh. That's where the whole stage is. It's going to be this huge activation.
It's going to be a parade almost
but it's gonna
collegiate
be
athletes.
Yeah, it's going to be enormous though with, you know, how big that footprint is. And so they couldn't do all of that. It's just not enough space.
No, nobody would be able to see. So that's cool. No matter where you're at, technically, you could potentially see some of your favorite athletes.
Oh, sure. I mean, like, they're expecting about 500,000 people to be here for it, which, if you think about that, is, you know, it's bigger than New Year's Eve.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it's going to be a very fan-friendly event, so it should be a good time. Speaking of coming to Las Vegas, visitation up in 2019. So about 42.5 million visitors came to Vegas in 2019, which is an increase of 400,000 from 2018, which was also a very good year. And that's kind of directly ties to the next story, is that Airbnbs in Clark County up 19% last year.
And you guys were saying that's flying under the radar.
There was an ordinance that was passed that was supposed to curb a lot of Airbnb use.
Well, there's a lot of people that were mad that their neighborhoods, the ones that are closer to kind of the down, like the strip in downtown, were basically being overrun by these people that, you know, think about if it's like a gated community and you and your kids live there, and then there's
passing
these people,
out your code.
Yeah, but there's people that are coming in and they're raging until 4 or 5 o'clock in the morning.
Door.
No idea.
Yeah.
They don't care about the neighborhood or the house that they're in at all. You know, they're just Airbnb-ing it as a party pad, and so people wanted to curb that. If somebody's like, "Hey, the draft is coming to town, and I want to rent my house out to a responsible family or group that has good reviews on Airbnb," I don't care about that. But the whole, like,
a responsible family or group.
Yeah,
coming to Las Vegas, I feel like
there's a lot of those out there.
They're coming for the draft.
Sure, they are. You don't think there's NFL fans? Have you ever been? Have you ever been to an NFL draft? Of course you haven't.
No, but I've been to Las Vegas. And I know the groups that are coming to Las Vegas for the draft aren't going to be, it's a family wearing a bunch of cardigans who look like Mr. Rogers clones.
The draft is pretty tame.
Okay.
I mean, I've been to like the last 7 of them. And
Houston? Cool.
Wasn't in Houston.
What is it, 2 years
there
ago?
There was Dallas.
Okay, same difference. No,
you actually lived in Texas.
Yeah, whatever, man. No, everybody thought we lived in Dallas anyway.
No, Dallas, Chicago, Philadelphia, like they've been all over the place.
Those are very tame cities compared
Philadelphia is a tame city.
Compared to Las Vegas.
They grease up poles. Philly is way crazier than Las Vegas.
They grease up poles just to slide down.
That's only when the Eagles are winning, which is rare.
That's the thing.
No, best of Saturday.
That's the thing about Las Vegas is that it's controlled fun. Like that's why people are so upset about it. Because people that go to any city to party for some event are going to act like boobs.
My house being next to an Airbnb rental. I don't.
That's fair. I think you should put that in your ordinance.
Like, but when you say it's going to be this nice family, no, man, it's going to be a bunch of dudes. Because like, why are you
saying there's scales to everything, right? Uh-huh. There's going to be people that are going to act irresponsibly, but it's a different story if it's like 3 buddies and they decide to have too many Busch Lights, and then it's another thing if there's 40 people and there's limo buses outside of the house and they're trashing the streets.
Nobody's going to like it no matter what city you're in, especially if you're in any party city. Scottsdale, Nashville, all those are massive bachelorette towns right now, and girls turn up too, and nobody probably wants
we're
it there
either. We're
not
saying just guys. We're saying any, like, here's my other big problem with Airbnb is the fact that we have this big giant stadium that we have to pay off. We have a bond that we need to hit that.
Here
and
we go.
If you're staying in an Airbnb, you're not getting the money, the tax revenue going to pay to that.
That's the real problem, right? That's the reason. They're hiding it under the guise of, yes, we're doing it for the homeowners and we care about how people's neighborhoods. It's really about forcing the people that come to Las Vegas to stay in the hotels and casinos because that's where all that revenue comes
tourists.
From.
I love Airbnb.
Combine them down
I'm
there.
I'm an Airbnb-er.
Yeah, no, I'm too. And but the fact that he's calling us irresponsible and like we're just going to...
You Airbnb in Las Vegas all the time? Is that what's
in
going
on? In Las Vegas all the time? Yeah. No, I have a house. Okay. I live here.
Yeah, there you go. That's what I'm saying.
You're the worst.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
I want to know who comes through all these things. Like, you guys get messages everywhere, social media, you got voicemails, text messages, shoot, you got carrier pigeons. You could probably got actual stamped letters, telegrams, distress signals. You got boop, 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 Morse code coming in. Like, who goes through all those?
Message deleted.
Ian.
Yeah,
Ian does all the work around here.
Yeah, pretty
please.
Much. Yeah, but we do have a new. We do also have a new voicemail.
Ooh. Oh, Mahoney is so excited about this. We're thinking of like vanity numbers that we could buy, and
we're
like 1-833 Dave and Mahoney. No, that doesn't work. 1-833 radio call. No, and then Mahoney's like, "What do you think about 833 yo dummy?"
Yo, dummy.
So it's 833 yo dummy now.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, so awesome.
You can call that one or the normal one.
Yeah, but you can call that number toll free from anywhere in the country, and we are so pleased with it. 833.
That's a good purchase on our part. Almost as good as brojo.com.
Yeah, brojo.com.
We also own that. I'm currently not directing it anywhere.
And Taekwon Bro, right?
Oh, yeah, Taekwon Bro.
Taekwonbro.com.
We
We're so
waste
great.
We're so great. Make money at some point. Don't worry.
Yeah, is
there going to be a Taekwon Bro?
Yeah, we have to.
Is there going to be a return on this investment? Because it is not. 833 yo dummy is way more than you think.
Please leave a message after the tone.
So my apartment has a maintenance team that goes around and does maintenance. So I was at the bar the other night, and one of the dudes was there, and he was 3 shots to the wind. I got up to the next morning at like 6 because I had to do something, and I saw him walking around, and the dude just looked like he won the lottery. How do people drink and not wake up with a hangover? The guy looked at least 10 years older than me.
Message deleted.
Well, maybe he was 10 years younger than you. He just looked 10 years older than you because he stays up and rages all night.
Or he drank the right amount of water, man. Like,
okay, so, back in the day, partying all evening and late into the night where, like, you're knocking on the door of the sun coming up or actually the sun is up and you're still going.
Yeah.
That just sounds
awful.
Like the worst thing. I can't imagine any party being good enough for me to be willing to do that.
So, I grew up in St. Louis, and St. Louis, the bars shut down at 1:30 in the county, 3 o'clock in the city, and then you got to cross the river. Mm-hmm. There's a place called the Oz that shuts down at 5 a.m., and one place that is 24/7 called Pops. And if you would walk out of Pops, and it's like 7 a.m., and the sun just sears into your eyes.
There is nothing more unforgiving than the sun when you should be asleep and you're not.
Nothing good happens after 2 a.m. Nothing.
Well,
no one
we know that
drinks.
Now, but I feel like we downplay how bad the hangovers were then. I feel like we have just forgotten because I can remember being 21 years old and having a awful hangover because I drank nothing but Jägermeister and sour apple pucker all night long.
Hair of the dog.
It was pre-fireball. Pre-fireball. Don't judge me.
Sour pucker, gross.
Let me get a Midori as a shot. What?
No. My hangovers are so
Malibu
much worse.
Shot. You ever do a Malibu shot of Malibu?
Of course.
Yes, it's called the boo. You better stand. You do it in the summer, and it's called the boo.
All right.
Okay. Pineapple.
But no, I'm with Audrey. The hangovers have definitely gotten worse with
they
time.
They got worse, but I think they were bad then, too. We just drank
They did
more.
Not last 3 days.
Or you just started drinking immediately again because you just had no responsibility at that time. Yeah.
You had nothing. You didn't have to go to work. You didn't have kids.
You're just trying to make
mortgage.
$400 for the month to cover your piece of the rent.
What kind of palace were you living in that you were paying $400 a month?
I just got a bad deal.
Mine was more than four.
Definitely in the hood.
It was $200.
Oh, my gosh.
$200.
Yeah, $200 a month. Did you live on campus or off campus?
In a house.
On campus or off campus?
Do they have central heating?
Like, I mean, you know where all that stuff went down in, like, St. Louis and Lawrence County?
Yeah.
Right there? Ferguson?
Yeah.
That's where I live.
Cool.
Oh, my gosh.
Please leave a message.
They loved us, man. It was
good morning, punk, pink, trick-ass hoes. And Audrey Mahoney, what's your highlight of the radio of your radio career? Audrey, same question to you. Ian, you just a punk, punk, ass trick.
Message deleted.
Okay. That's Ivan the Blind Mexican.
Oh, I love Ivan.
All right, so highlight of your radio career is what?
For me?
Yeah.
Come back.
KXT FM HD1 Pahrump, Las Vegas. A radio.com station. Broadcasting live from the Findlay Chevrolet Studios. Home of the woo! Inside the entertainment capital of the world. This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show.
I got
on
it.
X-1075.
You are sitting in a room with three people that you do a radio show with every day, and you can't think of a single good thing that's ever happened to you.
I got it. You didn't prep me. I didn't know that was coming. The hamster wheel's got to speed up. When we got fired in Houston and we got paid for not working for like 2 months, that was the greatest.
Yeah.
You got paid for not having to do anything in radio, and that was your radio highlight career?
Yeah.
Doing radio.
That's my dream, like getting paid for
your
doing
highlight.
Nothing.
Your
radio is not having to do radio.
Yeah.
Getting paid for doing nothing.
Yeah, there's like, as far as like the moment, there is no the moment. Yeah. The fact that you've been doing this for this long and still love it every day, that's a highlight for me.
It's the Redneck Report.
So as you know, we like to do fast food freakouts here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show from time to time. And to kick off today's Redneck Report, we have a real-life fast food freakout.
Oh.
Some lady starts melting down, and then she starts telling everyone in the fast food restaurant to get out of her country.
Oh.
Didn't know that she was the rightful owner, but...
She's the arbiter. She is the St. Peter of America. I assume this is America?
Yes. Oh, yes. Yes.
Okay. So she decides who stays and who goes. Okay.
Yes. And we have the audio.
What do we know? What fast food place this was?
Did it actually have it listed there?
It didn't have it listed. It does look like a McDonald's.
It does look like a McDonald's.
The uniforms, definitely very McDonald's-esque.
All right, so let's have a listen.
I'm saying it now. I'm saying it now. I'm saying it now. Get out of my country. Get the out of my country. No, I'm not going to leave. And you know what? You are all ugly. You are the ugliest in the world. Get the out! Because I don't want you here, and I'm going to vote against you, and I'm going to kill you when I can.
Super duper.
Lord have mercy.
Damn.
Just take your quarter pounder with cheese and get the F out.
Get that.
Gosh.
I'm reviewing the video of this.
Mm-hmm.
Could also be a KFC.
Oh, interesting.
Could also be a
plot
KFC.
Twist.
But, I don't, I like, what just snaps in somebody?
Why is she kicking?
And they go off like that. Like, your life is ruined now because obviously you've been exposed for your xenophobia, your racism, mm-hmm. all of that.
Yep.
But, like, what like, just snaps? Because everything now... is recorded. Like 20 years ago, you could freak out, and you know only the people who were there. Then they would tell stories to their friends. But now, literally, that makes the front page of certain newspapers.
Yep, right. Your job is gone. With cancel culture as prevalent as it is. Granted, she is a racist.
She's a dumb racist.
The woman's name has not been released, but guess what? People are calling her.
Karen.
Yeah.
Ah.
So
I do feel bad for the good Karens out there. I know there's
a lot of good
there's
Karens
probably
out
one.
There.
One
or
there's
two.
Probably one.
Yeah. The United one States United States postal worker in Virginia felt pressured because of all of the mail, and so he hid nearly 5,000 pieces of mail inside of a storage unit he rented because he felt too overwhelmed to deliver it on time.
Because the mail never stops. It just keeps coming and coming and coming. There's never a let up. It's relentless. Every day it piles up more and more and more, and you gotta get it out. And the more you get out, the more it keeps coming in. And then the barcode reader breaks, and it publishes clearinghouse.
All right, all right, all right.
So what are they doing to this postman who is, you know.
The fact that he was actually renting a storage unit at $49 a month because he just wanted to put mail in there that he didn't want to deliver is hysterical to me because, like, why not? Wouldn't it be a lot easier just to deliver the mail? That
5,000 pieces doesn't seem like that much either.
Right? Like, I mean, there's a lot of weird stuff going on here. But, I mean, this the window was pretty short when he was actually hiding the mail. So it was between November or December of 2018 until February of 2019. Okay. So only a couple of months' time, and he was throwing all this mail in there before.
It was holiday season going into, or not Thanksgiving. Well, that is holiday season, but Valentine's Day, a lot of cards getting sent out.
Yeah, that's dirty, though, man. I mean, if you're doing that around the holidays,
put a lot of money in those things.
It's not acceptable.
I want my car from Nana, man.
This, however, is acceptable. Can my children come to your grandson's party? That's the question that Amanda Dome asked her neighbor before losing her cool. Deputies arrested her after she barged into her neighbor's home and attacked her because she did not invite her kids to the birthday party.
I can't understand why they would not invite her kids, huh?
Yeah.
Kim
just said, no, they cannot come because it's not open to anyone that just wants to attend. And she told her to leave the property. Instead of leaving, she decided to attack her. The detailed arrest report says that the woman's husband had to try to calm her down. The woman pulled his wife outside of the home as she continued to kick and punch her neighbor. The attack left the woman, who was throwing the birthday party, with a swollen cheek. Her ears and lips were also injured from getting beat on. The woman who was doing the beating lost a fingernail and lost her cell phone inside of Kim's home. There were two key pieces of evidence that were used during the arrest for burglary and assault or battery.
Acrylic popped off. She was going that hard.
Well, yeah. You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So, guys, we are about to get a little bit of an education about the women in our lives and what they have to go through that maybe they don't tell us about. Maybe they're just like, you know, we're just going to deal with this stuff and we're not going to worry your pretty little head about it, but ultimately, it's real stuff. Michelle said, I'm a stay-at-home mom. My husband is a union carpenter, works in the big projects, and I'm super appreciative of all the energy that you give your job, but maybe change some diapers from time to time.
Ooh.
Just be blessed you don't have to wake up at 2:30, and then again at 3, and then at 4:40 in the morning, etc.
And you're dealing with poop. That's fair.
I mean, he is doing Jesus' work.
As a union carpenter?
Yeah. He's following in his footsteps.
Cherry
said, give the man a break.
How much more difficult is it for women to lose weight than men? Or that not all women can get back to their, quote, pre-pregnancy, younger days weight?
Why can guys lose weight faster than women? That's so aggravating.
I think it's definitely dependent on the individual, right?
Yeah.
But,
yeah.
I mean, you always hear about how, like, if guys make a change to their diet, they have a lot easier time just dropping weight.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, if I walk.
I think it's probably because generally we're just so much fatter.
Yeah. That's because it's like I can lose 50 pounds because, you know, that's only like, you know, 20% or 15% of my overall weight.
Yeah.
You know, and there's people here, you lost 50 pounds. Yeah, I weigh 260 pounds. So it's like, it's not really that impressive.
Lauren said, having to text our friends before we go out on a first date, screenshot of his profile pic, full name, where he works, what time to expect an update. Where we're meeting, you know, to help with the murder investigation in case we don't come back.
That's real. I always send pictures of, like, my rideshare drivers or, you know, anything like that, and vice versa. My girlfriends will do the same for me, like, especially if we've had drinks.
Yeah.
Yeah, all of the above. But this question, actually, I feel like it started because I was curious. I'm a larger-chested woman, and one of my best friends is larger-chested as well. And she told me baby powder underneath your ladies is like a total life hack game changer, especially living out here in the desert. Like if you think about like chafing in your thighs when you're walking and doing all of that, a lot of people put baby powder on their thighs or deodorant on their thighs to not chafe.
I didn't even know that ladies baby powdered the boobies.
Yeah.
I had no idea.
So that's a thing. Yeah. Baby powdering your girls. They make actual powder for
Gold
girls.
Just use Gold Bond.
It's probably cheaper too because it's not pink.
That is such a garbage. That is so. There have been so many like news reports on that, like men and women's products. They charge like 25% to 30% more for women's products, and they are the same thing.
Yeah, I just started buying man razors.
My wife uses my deodorant, or no, not my deodorant, but the same brand. She uses the Old Spice.
She does.
Yeah. Smells great. Like
I've used
thorn.
Andrew's actual deodorant before in a pinch, and I'm like, oh, this smells like dude. I don't know about it.
I don't know. I like it.
She smells like Swagger Knights or something like that.
It's called Wolfthorn.
It smells Wolfthorn.
It smells like oranges.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Man, that lady smells handsome as hell.
Wolfthorn gets me Wolfhorn.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
The things that women have to deal with that us guys just don't know about.
Don't even have a clue.
Don't have any single clue. You guys are going through this. Sissy said the amount of hair that I have to remove from my body is obnoxious. The rogue chin hairs and nipple hair are the worst because it's like if you miss one, all of a sudden it's long enough to put a bead on it.
Mm-hmm. Start braiding it.
I mean, like, even as a man, though, would you ever even notice a rogue chin hair?
Yes.
Really?
If there's just one, like, billy goat hair dangling off somebody's chin, you're not going to notice that?
I don't think so. I mean, I don't know. I'm just not paying that close of attention.
Wendy said, disabled veteran plates. Can't tell you how many people, mostly guys, have thanked my husband for his service when it was me who served. Apparently having boobs mean I couldn't possibly have been in the military, let alone have been hurt so badly I earned the privilege of the DV plates. Misogyny, live and well.
Thank you for your service. Wow.
Kimberly said, dealing with guys who are so arrogant that they assume I want them when I'm actually just trying to be polite.
Ew, yeah, that's pretty bad. Because niceness sometimes can be seen as flirtation to men.
That's how dumb men are.
Yeah, because thirsty dudes are like, she's being nice to me. She must want to have my boobies. Like,
well,
it just goes
to show you that, like, you know, I mean, the discord in America, you know, it's like if you think that somebody being nice is hitting on you, like maybe we should reevaluate as a society how we act.
Yeah. Mackenzie said the joys of surprise junk pictures. Dude, want to hook up? Me. Nah. Dude. Click. Check. Well, when you put it that way.
There's also, there's a whole thread on Twitter that goes around from time to time about how women, whenever they're just like, hey, like, I'm not interested, or after the pics come through, and just the retaliation that comes afterwards is honestly quite phenomenal. It's like, so when was this red flag going to come before or after if I had said yes?
Like, don't send junk photos as a dude unless they are requested.
Period.
Ever.
Like, that is just nobody, unless they request it. Like, if you're like, you know, they want to see it, they will say, hey, what are you doing?
Period.
Send that over.
Victoria said, pooping in peace. Just because you guys like to pop a squat when we're all getting ready, that doesn't mean we all do. Sometimes we just want a little less time. I'm going to close the door. Leave me alone.
One of my favorite things, actually, that came through up on our text line at 73100 was actually talking about going to the restroom, too. But as women, whenever we're on our periods, somebody said that they don't want to have to change their tampon, so they pull the string back.
Oh.
Is that a thing?
I mean.
They don't want to have to change.
Yeah, no, I know.
If you're well hydrated, you have to change the string. Because if not, you got to think. Then the string gets all wet and gross.
Hey. Yeah.
Speaking of bathroom shenanigans, Jessica said they put these stupid holes in Spanx and in bodysuits as if we can go through them without wetting ourselves.
Is that what that's for?
So it's just a bunch of chicks that have to get totally naked in a bathroom stall to go number one.
I thought it was just so it wouldn't, like, because I mean, I met, not that I wear pantyhose very often, but I always just assumed it wasn't to cut into your crotch area.
So there, I mean,
that's what I thought it was for. I didn't realize there was like an actual use. It's like the hole in a dude's boxers. Like, we don't use that.
No, you always go over.
Yeah, you do?
No, you don't go through.
No,
that's
never.
Funny. Why? Because you're going to get dribble? See, that's something that I didn't know. No, I just assumed that you used the hole.
Like, you got to, like, move the button.
You
got to
weave
it
around, and it's like,
it's just easier just to drop trowel?
Yeah, just pull it over.
Yeah, you pull them down. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, that's so interesting because it's really funny for being a female, whenever even just thinking about, like, going to the restroom at a pool, right? Like, thinking that for your all's bathing suits, there's that hole there. So it just makes us think, oh, that's how you do it.
Oh, no,
but for females, it's like you either do one of two things. You either pull over the bottom half.
Yeah, or
there's just two separate types of women. You pull over or you just drop them down.
Or just stay in the pool.
Catch the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on X107.5.
Things that guys don't know or appreciate about women. We're being told some very real things today. This one says, anonymous for real. Sneezing and wetting your pants after having a baby is a real struggle for us. guys won't ever know the embarrassment of this. Never.
Well, you don't know the embarrassment of sneezing and sharting.
Have you ever done that?
Oh, yeah. Yes. I don't have a gallbladder. Yeah.
It just popped out.
A snart.
This one said, why do women fart and say it's not them when the dog's in the other room? Come on, man. Just own it. I think it depends on the relationship, right?
Yeah, it does.
This one, women watch as much adult programming on the internet as men do. I secretly watch it every morning and night, and my web history is sick. LOL, said Kay.
I mean,
delete the history, girl.
Incognito mode, man.
Yeah, private browser.
Like, also, why are you describing it as sick? Like, that makes me go, like, what?
What you watching?
What kind of weird ass stuff are you watching?
No, we all know what she's talking about. Like, where you finish watching it. And you're like, oh, what have I? This is disgusting. Oh, turn it off quickly.
Alt F4. keyboard shortcut.
No, if anything, I'm just going like, how did they go for 30 minutes? This video is too long. Just go straight to the middle. Boop.
Like, how are you still warming up here 12 minutes in? Come on. Having to shave your big toe, especially before getting a pedicure?
Oh, my gosh. The before the pedicure is so important because there is nothing embarrassing than going to get a pedicure. And then you forget something like that. And then the entire time where you're supposed to be relaxing, you can feel the judgment. You can feel them talking about you and your toe hair.
I mean, I've gotten plenty of pedicures. Am I supposed to shave my toe hair?
No, because it's normal for you to have toe hair.
Women have hair. Like we're all descendants from monkeys, you know, and apes. Like we used to be completely covered in hair. We've got clothes now, so we've evolved.
But now for women... The whole hairless community is what we're all supposed to be.
I thought it was...
It's changing.
This one just said birth control. Your hormones go crazy. Therefore, you gain a ton of weight. You're emotional all the time. Your anxiety is at an all-time high. But hey, no babies.
I don't think I'm taking birth control.
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Do y'all do this? Bending over in the bathroom to better shave the area?
Oh, yeah.
Like a full-on, like, totally...
Yeah, I mean, you gotta, like, hike your leg up, you gotta, like, bend over,
yeah,
touch
like
your toes.
When you were single, you didn't do that?
Nah, man, I like...
There's nothing worse than having, like, a rogue patch of hair somewhere.
Yeah, what are you doing, man?
What are you talking about?
You're patchy. Bending up.
Yeah, man.
Cover your ears.
Michael is joining us this morning here on the Dave Mahoney Morning Show. What's up, Michael? How you doing, man?
I'm doing pretty good.
So this is a game that's pretty simple. I mean, these are all songs that you've heard many times over the years. They're all popular songs, and it's just a little tricky to figure out what they are because they're covered by other people and they're uploaded to the internet. And I fully believe that these people genuinely believe that they have done a good job, which is why they chose to upload it.
Well, Dave, you remember superstars like Justin Bieber got his start on YouTube and William Hung and the guy who sings for Journey now.
Yeah, and I think the guy from Stone Temple Pilots and every other band that's had a lead singer die. Yeah, pretty much. So, yeah, these people may be on that same trajectory. Maybe we're just catching them a little bit too early, or maybe this will be their big break. Mm-hmm. Who knows? Michael, we have a total of three for you today. If you get two out of the three, you're going to be a winner. And if you get a song or if you get an artist, it's a half point. If you get the artist and the song, it's a full point, okay?
Okay, sounds good.
All right, so I got 30 seconds of each one of these. Let the full 30 seconds play out before you make your guess. Here we go with song number one. That's 30 seconds right there.
We'll like how the bassist was like, I got it from here, guys.
Not loud enough. Turn me up.
I believe it's Say It Ain't So, and it is by... damn it. You know what? I'm drawing a blank on the band.
Okay, that's all right. We'll give you a half point.
No, it's not Say It Ain't So.
Oh, it's...
He's thinking of Weezer. It's not Weezer.
No, not Weezer. Can't be...
Okay.
It can't be Smash Mouth. I know that.
It can't be.
Give him a half point for...
A half point for Smash
just
Mouth?
For Smash Mouth?
All right, yeah. Yeah, half point for Smash
Mouth. For Smash Mouth.
Even though that's totally wrong. That was Blink 182, All the Small Things.
Blink
182. Yeah, yeah. You're right there. It's all right.
You knew the lyrics. It's okay.
Okay, here we go. On to the next one. Good luck. God, that time, it felt like I just ate a bunch of Quaaludes. Like
somebody's dad just got Pro Tools.
Is that a one-man band? Was that a one-man band?
Was. It was somebody's dad in his man cave. He turned into a studio.
Oh, God.
All right. I know it's Nirvana.
Uh-huh.
Song off of In Utero. Song off of In Utero.
In Utero?
No.
Is it?
No.
Is not
no,
off
I, no, no, I don't think so. Yeah, it's off Nevermind.
It's off Nevermind.
Is it?
He's correct, yes.
Oh, well,
all right, now. You know, I can't. I'm drawing a blank on the song now.
It's all right. You get a half point. That's that's In Bloom from Nirvana.
Should have guessed Smash Mouth again.
In Bloom. Yeah.
It's Nirvana by Smash Mouth. All right,
In Bloom's off of Nevermind.
Yes, man.
Yeah,
yes. Come As You Are.
No. Okay.
All right, so here we go. Let's go on to the next one. You do have a full point, so if you get a full point here, you're going to win. If you right. only get a half point, maybe we'll send you to the bonus maybe. Round.
Let's go, Michael.
Maybe.
You got
maybe.
This.
On, he's all doing right. okay.
Yeah. You're doing fine.
He's doing
you're
okay.
Fine.
You're fine. It's
yeah,
fine.
You're fine. Here we go.
Eternal love, this pain is an illusion. Alive. Holy reality.
Oh my God. That is
oh my God.
So good.
I have no idea.
Please call a priest.
That's yeah. so hard.
No that idea. Is very,
that was a tough one.
Very
that's a tough one.
Say Smash Mouth or something.
I don't think he's got anything.
I don't got this one. This one.
Any guesses at all?
Any?
That sounds like Godsmack.
You're actually not that far
yeah,
off. You're not
actually,
that far off.
That's okay.
But it's Tool Parabola. By Smash Mouth.
By Smash Mouth.
That was actually Steve Harwell yeah. covering yes. Maynard. Yeah. Tool. Yeah. Yeah.
All right. Should we give him one final one here?
Yeah. That one was hard. That was
super hard.
I don't know. Do we have anybody? Back up.
One more. Michael deserves it.
We'll try.
He could have at least gone along with guessing Smash Mouth every time.
All right, here we go. Let's just try one last time.
Let's try.
So that means I have to leave. Lately, I've been thinking, I want you to be happier. I want you to be happier. When the evening falls, and I'm left with my thoughts and the image of you being someone else. Well, it's eating me up inside. But we ran our course. We're pretending we're okay now if we jump together. At least we can swim far away from this wreck, mate.
All right, that's 30 seconds.
No chance he's getting this.
You don't think so?
No.
What?
There's two correct answers
for
the artist.
You guys play it like 10 times a day, but... I've been happier.
Close enough. We'll give you the
okay,
half
we'll
point.
Okay, we'll give you the half point.
There's two potential artists.
One wears something on his head.
And one wears something on his head.
And he's a very critical part of S'mores.
It's not the graham cracker, and it's not the chocolate.
Yeah.
What else do you put on S'more?
Graham cracker?
Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Worst.
What are you talking about?
I was rooting for you. We were all
just
rooting for you.
It's a marshmallow.
That's steel.
Michael.
Graham
or Smash Mouth.
Who is Graham?
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
Okay, okay. Sometimes we get really, really excellent suggestions from people that are listening. So someone just texted us and said, you guys really need to do a worst of show and have all of your dumbest callers compete for expired Southwestern tickets or something.
Amazing. Amazing.
I love that so much.
I don't know who you are, but you are hired.
Yeah.
Let's get to the news. It's top stories.
So, study finds that people tell lies because they want to seem honest.
I believe that.
According to a new study, one big reason that people lie is because they want to look honest. Research found that if people have something that will make them look better and more honest, even if they're lying about it, they'll easily tell the lie every time. Researchers found that lawyers would sometimes lie to clients by decreasing the number of billable hours that they worked because they didn't want their clients to think that they were inflating hours and cheating them. Another example from history, the first time scientists measured Mount Everest, it was exactly 29,000 feet high, but they publicly announced it was 29,002 because they were afraid that people would think that if they just said 29,000, that it was just an estimate.
Oh.
And so this isn't saying like people are nefariously lying. They're just saying sometimes
it's
people
more believable
do it.
If you do it in a certain type of way.
Have right.
You ever had a story where it seems so unbelievable that you have to like lie to make it sound more believable?
Yeah,
yes.
Sure.
Yeah. You're dumbing down the story.
Yes.
Because it's too theatrical.
Okay, so tell me if this guy is spot on or if he is really ignorant. And Audrey, really curious your opinion here. The president of Ecuador.
Why mine?
Well, because it's about women. And,
oh, okay.
And
I thought I was an expert on ignorance.
I'm an expert on women. You can't ask me.
The president of Ecuador has apologized for saying women only report harassment when it comes from an ugly person.
Ooh, boy.
Which is totally inappropriate and stunningly accurate.
Well, but here's the thing, though, is if you think about it, harassment sometimes might come off a certain way versus flirtation comes off in another way. Harassment is truly, you don't want to be bothered.
Right. But when it's somebody that's exceptionally good looking, very rarely are they
bothering you. Is it seen
as
harassment?
You.
Well, that's not true because there,
well,
there
at certain
are,
levels.
You've got those dudes and women out there who are good looking and they know they're good looking and they think they can get away with anything because
right.
they are good looking.
Absolutely.
And that makes them even creepier in the process. But generally the rule when it does come to dating
it's
is
all about
one,
attraction.
Don't be ugly, and two, don't be ugly.
Yeah, well, and also with like clothes, for example. Like you'll see a model wearing something and you're like, oh, that looks so good. I should get that. And then you get it and you're like, I look terrible in this.
I don't look the same.
And that's because they could literally wear anything. It's not because the item that they're wearing looks good. It's because they're exceptionally hot while wearing it.
Mm-hmm. I will say you reverse the genders, though, on women for men. And men will put up with so much because we are so dumb and we just look at a pretty woman and we just melt because we're so thirsty and hard up to try to get laid.
Why is that? And why does that never stop?
I mean, it stops at a certain point.
Well, like when you're 67 years old?
I don't know. I mean, I feel like after I feel like you get through your youth and, you know, I mean, maybe it doesn't stop for certain people, but some of us who are elevated.
Oh,
like
so you're
about
okay,
elevated.
Right. Yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
There it was.
You know, luckily, I've got a beautiful and smart wife. So,
yes,
you know,
yeah.
Hit the jackpot there.
She's still paying the bills, huh?
She's
better with money.
She got a good job. What a sugar mama.
Speaking of sugar mama.
Speaking of dudes that are thirsty for some attention, a fed up guy who is over the dating game with all these apps that are out there decided he wanted to go a different route. He decided to pay $550 for a billboard in order for him to find love.
It's a cheap-ass billboard.
30-year-old. Yeah, it's in Manchester, and more specifically in Sheffield over in the UK. Said it's hopefully going to prompt the perfect woman to swipe right into his life.
Ew.
He said, I've had more than 100 people get in touch. Unfortunately, half are men, but I'm still very flattered. He's been single for a year. Said he bought the billboard in order to stand out from the crowd. Like any good idea, it started off in the pub, he explained. The billboard features a picture of Mark lounging on his side and points suitors to the direction of his website, which is datingmark.co.uk. And its slogan, one man, one billboard, one mission.
It's actually a funny looking billboard. what's like, that? I mean, it's quirky. It's cute.
But he used, what is that one font that we all hate?
That everybody
Comic Sans.
It's Comic Sans.
Oh, he used Comic Sans.
That's it's a the worst. Killer, yeah.
That's actually the major deterrent. Not him. He's a good-looking guy. He's got some nice clothes.
He describes himself as extremely handsome and modest.
Shoes look clean.
Okay. Anyone interested in the date? And they can dig a little further into the stats section. Says he is 6 feet tall and has kissed more than 3 girls.
I love that.
Good for you.
Yeah, he's quirky. Why he's he fun. He seems like he's got a good personality. Interesting that he has to go to a billboard in order to find love.
My guess is he's got other issues. He's like, you know, he wants the attention.
Yeah.
Ah.
Thirsty.
Super thirsty.
Would you buy a billboard if it's only $550?
Yes. Like, we priced out a billboard a couple years ago to put in front
thousands.
Of a
like $4,000.
No, it was $6,000 total.
Oh, I forgot because the original printing of the thing is $6,000. It was like $4,000 just for the space, and it was just
and that's the
outside
discount.
Of the women's prison, and we were going to put the photo of Mahoney in the bearskin rug. And we're like, that's funny, but I mean, it's not like $6,000.
We're paying $3,000 each.
Yeah.
And you wouldn't even be on it.
Still should have done it.
Got a comment, complaint, or opinion for the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show? Leave the good stuff on our voicemail at 702-889-7352. Again, 702-889-7352.
Please leave a message after the tone.
You guys should do a bit where Mahoney and Ian go somewhere, like literally anywhere, and have Mahoney get really drunk. Okay. Maybe Ian's not the best wingman in this situation, but I don't think Dave or Audrey could contain themselves either.
Message deleted.
I mean, like, Ian and I going on, like, a guy's road trip would be a pretty good time. We've taken some long drives to go buy, like, lottery tickets before.
I miss those times, Mahoney.
It was a good time.
It was a great bonding experience. But no, I don't
crossing
think
state lines.
I don't think I could handle myself.
Okay, let me pitch you guys a new bit idea. All right. So in order to get some good social content, because that's always the initiative of every company that you work for. Yeah. So Mahoney, you love nothing more than a bidet, right?
I do.
So what about just you filming your face, kind of like you do your reviews of different beers and even your like the stuff you cook at home now?
Uh-huh. But on a bidet?
You just film your face and the reaction that you get from every bidet that you try.
Ooh, and then we could call it the Good Day Bidet.
Or, you know, yeah, or Bidets for Days.
Bidets for Days, yeah. Yes.
I feel like that's like almost like nobody wants to see that. That's close to the.
I kind of do.
I want to see it.
Yeah, I would.
Like
love
an
to
honest
see
review.
That.
If you were just like, oh god, because it was just like a harsh water that sprays.
And it just gets everywhere.
Warm, though, solid 4 out of 10.
I feel like we should give away a bidet a day on the show.
A bidet a day? Yeah. No, I mean, wow. I mean,
well, that would be the end goal, right?
I mean, I'm sure, like the whole like, oh, there's money or some cool thing that we're getting concert tickets, whatever. If you could win a bidet from a radio show every single day, tell me you wouldn't listen. That is compelling.
Best content you've ever heard on the radio.
Yeah.
We're creators.
And we just say, we got your ass.
Sold.
Beautiful.
Where's a bidet company we can get to sponsor this?
Come on,
they're
man.
All in Europe. That's why. Because America sucks when it comes to bidets.
Settled.
Gotta do better.
Hey, good morning, fellas. Have you ever cut a jalapeno? I didn't have gloves, so cut it, made my guacamole. Anyways, wash my hands, all that fun stuff, so after guacamole's made, go to the bathroom, the jalapeno juices or whatever it is still on my hand, and me having contact with my oh my god, it was on fire. Oh, that was one spicy. Anyways, just wondering if anybody else has ever made the mistake of handling hot peppers, not wearing gloves. Even though you washed your hands, you touched other stuff, and it is on fire. All right, guys. Have a good day.
Message
pour
deleted.
Some milk on it.
See, the reason it doesn't wash off with just water and even sometimes water and soap because it's like a oil. It's a very – so it doesn't
porous.
Like – yeah, it just gets on there. Because, like, I do. I have that problem when I'm making – when I'm making guacamole, I like to put a lot of jalapenos.
When do you ever make guacamole?
I've got a thing called a guac lock, my friend.
What is a guac lock?
Yeah, what is that? Please.
The biggest problem with guacamole, as we all know, is that it turns brown.
Uh-huh.
Like, and so nobody wants to eat brown guacamole, even though it tastes the same. It just looks gross. So they have this thing called a guac lock where you, after you're done with your guacamole, you put it in there and you push it up and it pushes all of the air out, completing, making a completely airless seal, and it stays green for days on end. It's like $15 I ordered on Amazon.
Four out of five stars on Amazon, yeah. I
guess so how often are you doing this to where you're having to be
my wife and
nervous about going to the bathroom?
Well, no, I've never had that particular experience happen, but I have touched my eye, and that is way worse.
Yeah. I did that with a habanero pepper once.
Oh, that I can't even imagine.
That was the worst. I was naked in the bathroom for like 4 hours, and I did pour milk on my junk. I had to, because getting in the shower just hurt way too much. So I'm just sitting there fanning myself,
and then my mom cosplay fantasy.
My mom helped me out. She had to help me out.
You were in the bathroom.
You were younger.
She opened the door and like just threw me the jug of milk because I was just in there crying. I was in seventh grade and I was bawling my eyes out naked, just going like this on my junk, just fanning it. The milk did help though.
You haven't done that since.
Do you like pain now?
I do. Yes, I do. That's why I like being hit.
Enjoy pain.
That sucks.
Never felt the same since.
Can I call you mom?
It's Top Stories! Here's what's making news.
There is some weird stuff that goes on around the world. Like, take this story, for example, where over in India, there is a whole group of people that have had to dress up as bears to try to scare off 2,000 wild monkeys. Let me just say this much. You have done a bad job as an intimidating human. If the monkeys see you as a person and they're just like,
joke.
You ain't gonna do nothing. You ain't gonna do nothing. So you have to dress up like a bear in order to try to scare them off. So they dressed up numerous villagers in bear costumes to try to scare away the monkeys. And the forest department is ignoring their pleas for help. We have now taken turns wearing the bear costume roaming around the village, said one guy who would talk to the local media. It was a relative that told me about the idea, and it's actually working. Villagers donated money to buy 3 costumes from a makeup artist for 1,700 Indian rupees, which is about $23.82 each. The village now claims the trick has led to a drastic dip in monkeys. Before they started doing this, there was 150 reports of monkey attacks, with a lot of them targeting children.
Oh, no.
Oh, no. I'm kicking a monkey straight in the face.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a monkey and you're attacking kids, like, that's how you get shot with a pellet gun.
Or a real gun.
I mean, like, yeah, for protection, absolutely.
Like, I know we're related down the, you know, the evolutionary
It's just like chain. My cousin. I'll shoot my cousin.
Don't try to take my food. Mess with my kid.
Yeah, you mess with my kid?
Yeah.
Sorry, Jesse.
Welcome to Thunderdome, bitch. Oh.
Speaking of monkeys. Don't act like you're all ashamed of us now. It's too late. You're already in.
I'm invested.
Act like you wouldn't kick a monkey who's trying to mess with a kid steal my lunch. Mostly steal my lunch.
So, speaking of monkeys, this is going to bring us back to the United States. The invasion of herpes monkeys are spreading across Florida.
That's pretty horrible.
Yeah. They have been introduced to several areas in Florida as late as the 1930s, and now their populations expanded to hundreds over time, and they are now beginning to appear around Jacksonville.
What?
Several recent sightings mark the first time they have made it to northeast Florida. They have been seen further south. While very rare, the herpes B virus is potentially fatal to humans, so the Florida Fish and Wildlife Conservation Commission says that it started trying to get rid of these monkeys and corral them because the non-native species should have some sort of management to reduce health and safety risks to threats to native humans that live in the area.
So let's just think about this. There's an infestation, almost a gathering of herpes monkeys that are flocking to Jacksonville. Do we have any idea why they are drawn to Jacksonville in particular? Do you think, because, you know, what was it, the Pied Piper led the, you know, who followed the Pied Piper? Wasn't it mice? And then you had St. Patrick with the...
Children. Children followed the Pied Piper.
Oh, whatever. Yeah. Mice, children, same thing. St. Patrick drove all the snakes out.
Uh-huh.
I feel like the herpes monkeys kind of zoning in on Jacksonville could be due to one reason alone, and they have a Pied Piper of their own.
Who is it?
Fred Durst.
Oh, you think that the herpes monkeys have been dispatched
big
by...
big fans of Limp Bizkit.
Oh, are they mad at him because he hasn't put out an album in quite some time?
They're just big fans, Dave. They love...
This is the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X 107.5.
big fans of Nookie, you know? I don't know.
Where you want me to play some Limp Bizkit?
Yeah, I had Limp Bizkit queued up, man. We were going to...
Oh, it got killed. Can't. Look, we can't even play it in the system anymore. Dang. It's been banned.
Well, really? Banned? Has all Limp Bizkit been banned?
No. Oh, let's
not
try.
My way.
Not my way sucks.
How about
break stuff? Let's see.
See, and just imagine.
Is it monkeys and drones?
Thousands of herpes monkeys. They all have red backwards caps on.
This is a terrifying sight. Just thinking
everyone's
about
like,
monkeys
I got herpes. Fred's like, it's fine.
It's fine. It's Let's come hang out.
Yeah, it's fine.
You're listening to the Dave and Mahoney Morning Show on X107.5.
So Mahoney corrected me. These are not VIP wristbands for the event that's coming up this weekend. They are VIP lanyards.
Yes, we had our friends from...
There's no difference.
World
it's
of
the
Beer.
Same effect.
Well, no, you, one you wear around your neck and it's nice, and the other one's just like a little piece of paper. Yeah, you get a nice like laminated lanyard that you can like hold up and, you know,
you
save and hold on to.
Take it with you for memories. You can save it.
Ian's going to be out there on Saturday.
Yes, I will. Yeah. I will be there at noon. You guys should come down. It's going to be real fun.
It is the inaugural Beer Box Derby. And like you said, Saturday, World of Beer, Galleria, Sunset. It's going to be a lot of fun. First person with the correct answer today is going to win those VIP lanyards. 702-791-1075. Here's today's question.
It's Know the Show with Dave and Mahoney.
You had nothing. You didn't have to go to work. You didn't have kids.
You're just trying to make
mortgage.
$100 for the month to cover your piece of the rent.
What kind of palace were you living in that you were paying $100 a month?
I just got a bad deal. So Mahoney was shaming me for paying too much for the rent.
Oh, I was shaming
yes.
you? I feel like you were shaming me for saying I couldn't afford more.
No.
Mm-hmm. Audrey's paying even more than both of us combined.
I lived on campus.
Yeah.
I was getting duped.
How much was that figure that I was stuck paying rent when... in my college years. And keep in mind, I mean, I was paying this amount that Mahoney thinks is a lot because it was double what he was paying. But I remember I bought a grill from Walmart and I bought the already assembled one because I didn't want to put it together. I don't know if you guys have ever done that, but like the display grill
that's
outside.
The way to do it. Putting a grill together.
Yeah, big pain in the butt. So I bought it or whatever. And I mean, it was like, I don't know, what, $150 for a grill, something like that.
Did they make you get rid of it?
No. Oh. I had to cover it in trash every night so it wouldn't get stolen by all of the vagrants that were constantly hanging around that house.
Oh, my God. You were always having things getting stolen from you in college.
Sketchy time in life.
We had to set stuff on fire and fire off firearms in our backyard. To keep people from, like, breaking into our house.
Really?
Yeah, we would just get the shotgun and just go, like, shoot stuff in the ground.
Cool.
It's really dumb.
Set the tone. Set the tone. All right.
I mean, these were different times.
No.
X107.5, good morning. What's your name?
Shot anybody.
Hey, it's Steve.
Hey, Steve, what's the correct answer?
It's $400.
$400, that's right.
$200 more than I paid a month, sir.
Yeah, so one amount of money, $200, made you have to set things on fire and shoot the ground, and then $400 got you filled trash bags and trash all over where you cook things.
We wanted everybody to think that we were crazy, and they thought that's what they thought, so they wouldn't mess with us.
Well, I mean, it is slightly
accurate.
Crazy thought.
Yeah, our neighbors, like you got to set a tone, man. Yeah. Like, you got to set a tone.
They did raid the house next to mine. Like, the full-on SWAT team showed up one time. Well, now that I think about it, let me just tell you real quickly about that neighborhood. It's called Olympia. It's in Columbia, South Carolina, and it was this old district that's kind of down by where the stadium is, so a lot of college kids live there, but it's also like an old factory neighborhood, but factory closed down, so like pretty tough area of town where there was just a lot of crime and everything else. They raided the house next to ours. Like, the SWAT team showed up and, like, busted in the door and hauled the people off to jail. So they were doing some kind of grow operation out of there or whatever. They're selling meth. Who knows? But the trailer across the street from us full-on burned to the ground.
Probably from meth as well.
Probably.
Probably cooking.
Yeah. So
you lived in a trailer, too?
No. There's two houses. There's us three guys that lived in one house, and there's three college-age girls that lived in the house next door.
Trailers just sprinkled in between?
Two trailers across the street. One got hauled off, like driven off, like somebody came and hooked up a truck and drove it off. The other one burned to the ground, and then the people on the other side had their house raided by the SWAT. College was fun.
Way out in the land of the setting sun, where the wind blows wild and free, there's a lovely spot, just the only one, that means home sweet home to me. If you follow the old kid Carson, Carson Trail till the desert meets the hills. Oh, you certainly will agree with me. It's the place of a thousand thrills. Home means Nevada, home means the hills. Home means a sage in the pine. Out by the Truckee silvery rills, out where the sun always shines. Here is the land that I love the best, fairer than all I can see. She's deep in the heart of the Golden West. Home means Nevada to me. One more time now. Home means Nevada to me.